صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The 10th of Muharram is known as the day of Ashura. After the morning prayer, Imam's followers took it in turns to come forward to address Yazid's army, trying to convince them of the terrible crime they were about to commit. Finally, Imam Hussein alayhi salam came forward himself and addressed the enemy once more to try and persuade them to leave off this path of sin. With Imam alayhi salam's speech, Hur, the famous commander who was on the opposition, came towards righteousness, and his conscience was awakened to join Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The speech was so powerful that some troops from Umar ibn Sa'd also joined Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Seeing the result of the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Umar ibn Sa'd, the commander of Yazid's army, was concerned that most of his troops would be affected. He therefore declared that all should witness that he was casting the first arrow in battle, and he shot an arrow towards Imam alayhi salam. This was the beginning of the battle. After a few single combats, there was a general attack in the mid-morning. Although the enemy pulled back, most of the army of Imam alayhi salam was killed. At this point, Umar's army refused to fight one-on-one after seeing the strength of Imam's warriors. By now, it was the time for Dhuhr prayer, but Umar's army did not care about prayer and continued to fight. A few more companions, including Hur, were martyred protecting the Imam alayhi salam. In the afternoon, Ali al-Akbar, the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was the first to be martyred from the family of the Imam alayhi salam. Abbas alayhi salam charged through the army of Yazid like a lion to get water from the river for the infants. He filled some water and started riding back to the tents as fast as possible. But the enemies followed him and shot many arrows at him until they hit the water he was carrying and finally hit Abbas alayhi salam. The Imam alayhi salam was immersed in sorrow and grief while looking at his body. At this point, most of the companions of the Imam alayhi salam had died. His son Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam was seriously ill at this time. The patience of the Imam alayhi salam, how was he able to bear these tragedies? The Imam alayhi salam picked up his infant son. He found him unconscious, and his eyes were sunk and his lips had withered due to the intensity of the thirst. He then carried him forward in order for them to feel some sympathy. Perhaps they would allow some water for him. Instead of offering water, they shot arrows, killing the infant. Imam Hussein alayhi salam bid the ladies and children farewell and entered the battlefield. He gave his last speech once more, urging the enemy to consider their actions. The enemies of Allah surrounded the Imam alayhi salam from all sides, and his pure blood was dripping from their swords. Some historians have said that the Imam alayhi salam received at least 120 injuries from swords, spears, and arrows. Imam alayhi salam remained on the ground for some time until the enemy of Allah beheaded the Imam alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam reached martyrdom so that the rule of truth is established in the earth.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.